This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, October 11th. God's word to you today is prodigal love. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 23, verse 5, and it says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." God wants to show the world that you belong to Him, so no one should mess with you. The real reason some of us want God to kill our enemies is so that it will be well with our children and so they can live in safety. The mere sight of some people gives you concern, fear for the safety of your children. God's ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts. God will keep them alive, and your children will feed their children. Let them live. You just remain with God and watch the action play out. God will prove to your enemies that He is on your side. The feast that is prepared in the presence of the enemies is way sweeter than the regular. When in 4 years, the person that was a dreadful supervisor that threatens you with bad reviews during appraisals is reporting to you, that is the picture of a feast in the presence of your enemies. And that was my story. God says, eat until you are full, even though your enemies surround you. Only God can do that. Only God can prepare a feast for you in the presence of your enemies. A feast in the presence of our enemies would have been enough, but God did not stop there. David says, "You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." Today, the God of heaven will honor you by anointing your head with oil that continues to multiply until it flows into every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Oil in the Bible is symbolic of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit and of joy. Your life will be filled with joy, and every yoke will be destroyed because the anointing destroys the yoke. Beyond the yokes being destroyed, it will be impossible for you to be re-yoked because the anointing will not allow it. Amen. Every yoke of the enemy will be broken in Jesus' name. Amen. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. You would think that God would stop when the cup was full, right? But God continues to pour the oil on us until it overflows and keeps overflowing. God does not stop when your cup is full, because He is not only Jehovah Ephesi, He is Jehovah Overdo. The God that does exceedingly abundantly more. A lot of us would not be where we are today if it were left to us alone. God has been better to you than you can imagine, but guess what? God is saying, forget all that, because He is set to do that which eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and things that have not even begun to enter into the hearts of men. Let us pray. Father, thank you for setting a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thank you for honoring me by anointing me, and thank you for the overflow. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.